Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. So, Father, now today, as we open the word, I call life to flow in Jesus' name. And I call healing to manifest. We thank you for it. We give you praise for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you ready? Yes. Say this with me. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'm a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. We're glad they're listening. Happy Father's Day to you also. Glory to God. So we had a good time last week. I got a whole two verses done. Praise God. We started in Romans 13 and verse 1. We ended up in Romans 14. And so I want to go there. Let's go to Romans 14 and we'll jump off from there just as a recap from last week. Romans 14, and we're going to start in verse 7. Remember, we were talking about submissive, being submissive to leadership, to your elders. You know, we have to be submissive to our managers, our you know, whoever's above us, we're to be submissive to. It's interesting, though, that much of the time, if you hang around anyone at work, they may be submissive to their face, but behind their back, they stab them, right? They don't care for their bosses. They can always do it better. You know, they're smarter than their boss. Of course, that's why they're still underneath their boss. But anyway, Romans 14 of verse 7 says this, "For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord." Say, "I am the Lord's."
I am the Lord.
He owns us, amen. The word tells us he's bought us. He's paid for us. We've been bought with a price. That price was precious. He went through things that no man, in my opinion, could ever endure, but he as a man did. He endured things that no man should ever have to endure. The shame was one thing. The embarrassment and harassment was another. But the spit on, the being spit on, the pulling of the beard, the being punched, the crown of thorns, the being beaten, scourged over and over, to the point where he could not no longer carry his own cross. So that's got to give you an image, a picture, an idea of the pain and the suffering that our Lord took for you and me. He took it for you and I. He went through pain and suffering. Then he was nailed to a cross. His side was pierced. Jokingly, they wanted to give him a sour sponge filled with gall, you know. All these things they did to him to embarrass him. They did these things to him to try to get him to move. He could have called, what? Tens of thousands of angels down. He could have gotten off of that cross if he wanted to. But he didn't. He did that for us. And you see that love, that compassion, that mercy, that grace that we didn't deserve. We didn't. But you know what? It wasn't about deserve. It was about us as his kids. Now you tell me, are you ready? As a natural human being, mom, dad, no matter what, I would do anything for my kids. You would put yourself in their place no matter what, if you could, to save them from hurt, to save them from pain or suffering. You would. And we're just natural human beings. But look what Jesus did and went through for us, knowing that it was not over yet. The trip was not over. He still had to go to hell.
Yep.
He descended into the earth, the Bible says. He beat the devil up. He took the keys, the power that he had of death and hell, smacked him with the keys, and then got up and left. And showed himself to everybody before he went to see his father. and is now, the Bible says, seated at the right hand of Almighty. He did all of that for us. He didn't have to. He wasn't living, we just read, he didn't live to himself. He lived for you. He died for you. This says, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. That is powerful. Now, how many of us as believers have that thought pattern? It's not out there. We in this house do. We in this house do. But it out there, they live to their self. They don't live for Jesus. They don't even, he doesn't own me. I do what I want to do. Here we are. We do not live to ourselves. We live for the Lord. Amen. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. That's right. How I live is between me and God. I love Him. He loves me. Amen. So I live for Him. I'm here because He said to get here.
That's right.
I'm here because He said, I want you right there.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jump. You know, Jesus says, jump. You say, how high? And amen. Submissive to the Lord, submissive to the Word. We know that Jesus is the Word. We know that. But being submissive to the Word means you read it, you do it.
That's right.
Right? Because it's a command in most areas. This is all instruction. This is all instruction. When you read instruction, you obey instruction. If they listen, I'll tell you this, is a very important thing. If your GPS says turn right, or if you go left, there's a dead end road. If you turn left, you're going to go to a dead end road, right? So you do what the GPS says. You obey it, right? Because it told you to do the right thing. This is telling us to do what saves our lives. This is telling us how to live and not die.
Amen.
Amen? It's freeing us, saving us, helping us. Yeah. Amen. Somebody must have wrote a check for $1 million. You hear them all excited in there counting? Praise God. Which one of you was it? Who hit the lotto? All right, praise the Lord. Amen. So anyway, let's get to this now. I want to get into this. So we're not living to ourselves. When we live for the Lord, we become passionate. We read passionate. We read what it means. It means, implies strong and violent emotion. Passionate, right? Having or showing strong feelings for. When I met Sue, I was passionate about she's with me. Don't look at her. Don't whistle at her. And I'm even worse now. But I protect what's mine. I'm hers. She protects what's hers.
That's right.
I don't get to do whatever I want to do. She does not control me, but she's there to protect me.
Amen.
We talked about the story where I was going to go to a young lady's house and help her install some locks. And she got a bad feeling in her spirit about it. And I said, yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Okay. She said, I just don't think you should do that. Done.
Amen.
So I didn't. Called the lady, said, sorry, can't do it. Sat in the other, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. She was looking out for me. She was passionate about me. I'm passionate about her. I protect her. She protects me. Jesus was so passionate for you, he died for you.
Amen.
That's how passionate he was for you. Amen. Strong and violent emotion is what he implies. Amen. How about desire? When we live for the Lord, we desire Him. We desire to live for Him. We desire His voice, His call. We desire Him to be glorified, right? We desire, what's that mean? To wish or long for. We desire His presence. We desire Him. See, so to desire is to what? It's to wish or long for. Another word is to crave. To crave. When I met Sue, I desired being with her. I craved our time together. Even to the point where my own friends were like, oh my gosh, dude, you're always with her, you know. Yeah, well, she's a girl and you're a boy. I don't fly that way, dude. What's up? You know, so no. But that's because I was passionate about her. I desired to be in her presence. Amen. It was important for me to be with her.
Right.
All hours of the day.
Yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she tried to get me to move in with her. It was terrible. No, just kidding. Sorry. Don't. Just kidding. Just kidding. Anyway, praise the Lord. Let's not get into that. Oh, Lord. I got it. Wow. Oh, Lord. Don't make me testify. I'm not in the mood. I am not in the testifying mood today. Destined.
Oh, that was great.
We are destined to live for Jesus.
Amen.
What does that mean, destined? To fasten down.
Right.
Remember, to stay strong, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Steadfast.
Woo.
Right? Steadfast. To fasten down, to secure.
Right.
To predetermine as by fate. I predetermine that I'm going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I predetermined that I will do what he says to do.
Amen.
So you have to predetermine that before he even says anything.
Amen.
So you have to be willing. He has to know, yes, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
He has to know from you before. He already knows. You understand that?
Yes,
it's up. You need to know.
Yeah.
Am I willing to lay down my life for serving Jesus? Am I willing to give all I have when he says to?
Amen.
Am I willing? Now, woo! We're talking about serious business. When it comes down to, oh gosh, give money? Now he's hitting the hot spot. Everything is his. It's all his. If we have been bought and paid for, everything I am is his. Everything I have is his. Trust me. If we got divorced, I don't lose half. I lose all.
Yeah.
You understand? There is no, I want to keep half my stuff. You lose it all. This is how important it is that we communicate, that we stay together as one. We agree on. We're destined to be together. Amen? Okay, but she knows I'm willing to give her all that I have. Do you know that you are willing to give all to the Lord?
Yes.
And you have to know that. Nobody can tell it to you. The Lord won't tell it to you. It's got to be a desire of your own heart that, yes, I will give all to follow him. The disciples, ladies and gentlemen, walked away from everything.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
At his word.
Yeah. Amen.
At his word. Two of them left their dad in the boat. See you, Dad. The business is all yours. What do you want me to do with all these fish, kid? You know? What they left all.
Left the business.
All at his word. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Okay, they got out of the boat and left. Left Zebedee in theirs.
Yes.
Trying to row. Yeah. You know, he can't even get back to it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, think about that now for a minute. Left all. Everything. Walked away from their life. At his word. Are we willing to do that? It's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's powerful, but we have to know it in here, whether we're willing or not. Jesus isn't asking you to do that, unless he is asking you to do
that.
Yes,
that's right.
But you'll know, exactly right. And it's not my job to tell you. It's between you and him. Destined to fasten down, to secure, to predetermine as by fate, to set apart for a certain purpose, to be headed for something. I'm going after Jesus. I'm going after that desire to be with him daily, to read him daily, to hear him daily, to spend time in his presence daily. I'm going after him. Right? I was listening to some preacher this morning, I can't remember. Anyway. And he was saying, how big's your want to? How big's your want to? Because how big your want to is how much you're going to put into it. If it's not a big enough want to, you really don't want to. You really won't put 100% into it. Therefore, you won't receive it. You know, millionaires, billionaires, businessmen, We're going to read here in a minute, if I ever get there. They are not, they're passionate about what they want. They have a strong desire about what they want, to the point of walking away from everything they know to go after what they want. Don't they? And they're achievers. They're goal setters. Amen? They're dreamers. Not the illegals. I'm talking about they dream big. How strong is your desire, your want to be with Jesus, to follow Him, to serve Him, right? How strong is that in you? How strong is it? Is it, Or is it powerful in you? Does it explode? When Jesus says, I want you to this, does that passion and desire explode inside you and say, yes, Lord, I'll go do it. I'll do it.
Yes.
Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do it. I'm here.
Amen.
Right? Call me.
Yes.
Right? Amen. I'm here. I'll do it. Amen. All right. Woo. All right, so we need some steps to prepare for if we're destined, right? We need some steps. Let's go to Romans 12:1. Can I have that out of the message, dear? Romans 12:1. And step number one is to get with God. Get with God. Amen? He is first. So Romans 12:1. Now, I'll tell you what. Let's read it out of the New King James. Romans 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable that you present your bodies living sacrifices. Amen. Here's what the message says. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, your walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. That hurts. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level and immorality or immaturity. Both. Immorality and immaturity. God brings the best out of you. Develops well-formed maturity in you. Now that is powerful. Praise God. Thank you, dear. That is powerful. Hallelujah. So, number one then is to get with God. That's our first step to prepare for what we're destined for. Remember, how strong is your want to? How strong is that desire inside you? Number two, get submitted in the Word. Seeking wisdom. Get submitted in the Word. Read the Word to seek out the wisdom you need.
Amen.
The wisdom that you need. Let the Spirit, the advantage, the helper, the comforter, the Holy Ghost, let Him speak to you the wisdom you need.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Three, prayer.
Oh! Yeah.
There we go. What? You mean I actually got to pray? Has it come to that? That's what Dad used to say. Has it come to that? Three, pray without ceasing. Amen. But prayer, amen. Number four, get active in your church. Show your faithfulness and your loyalty to the Lord. You don't have to show it to me. You're showing it to the Lord. All right, let's look at Romans 12, verse 10. Now, this is where I wanted to talk to you about your want to, as businessmen and women, what they do and how they do it. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to yourself. It doesn't say that. Oh, shoot. My Bible must be, what's going on here? Oh, it says, maybe I should read this again. Be kindly and affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. In other words, we're putting each other first. Above ourselves. Above ourselves. Amen. Verse 11, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not lagging in diligence. The King James says, not slothful in business. Not slothful and not lazy. Amen. You know, there's so many out there today, they're so lazy, and I'm not going to say right or left or who this and that and the other, okay? But they want it given to them. And in most cases, we do just give it to them. Yeah. Go ahead and stay home. We'll get your groceries for you. We'll pay for your medical. Oh, you need a new TV? Oh, we'll take care of that for you. Oh, you need your gas bill paid, your electric bill paid? We got that.
And a new cell phone.
We'll take care of you. Oh, you need rent money? Oh, we'll take, just here, move over here. You can live here for free.
Yeah.
This is what we have created. We've created this. Not slothful, not lazy. Not slothful in business. You cannot be handed everything and amount to something. It doesn't work. You've got to work for what you want. You've got to work for it. You've got to work for it. Hallelujah. You've got to want it.
Amen.
Strong desire? Violent emotion? Are you violently emotional about what you want?
You got me.
Amen. Amen. They got some violent people on the front row over here. So verse 11 again, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit. I want that. I'm going to get that. The just shall live by faith. What I say with my mouth and believe in my heart will come to pass. If I want it, I'll go get it. How do I go get it? A lot of times my faith goes and gets it for me. My faith goes and gets it for me. If I need finances, then I sow. See, here's my wisdom. My wisdom says, as a man sows, that will he also reap.
Amen.
Faith without works is dead. Stay out of my sermon. All right. It's good to have a woman that knows the word. Amen. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope. Patient. In tribulation. Ooh. What do you mean? Patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Be steadfast in prayer. Continue in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Be steadfast. Be immovable in your prayer life. Don't allow him to clog your brain with "I doubt that." With "oh, I don't know about that." Don't let him. He will clog your mind with all the doubt he can and the lies he can, so that you'll begin to think on it. As a man thinks, ouch. He's not stupid. You got to understand this. We talked about this last week. The enemy is not, the devil is not stupid. He's slick. The Bible says he's the most cunning. We talked about this last week, right? What he deceived or talked into or whatever, one third of the angels who were created to only serve God. He's got to be good, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. But you weren't created to only serve God. It's up to you to be created to only serve God. It's your choice. God created you, gave you the choice. Ooh, man, that's it's your decision. Glory to God. That's powerful. That's how good he is. He's so good to us. Rejoicing in hope, he said. Verse 12 again. Patient in tribulation. Understand this. If you stay in faith, your faith will work. whether tribulation is there or not. Stay immovable in your faith, because tribulation will eventually pass. It will pass. And this thing too shall pass. It will go bye-bye. Why? Because my God's got this. You see, I put God in my circumstances. I put Him in my circumstances. I pull myself out of my circumstances because I'm the one that screwed it up in the first place. So here I am. Get out of the way and let God work. Find the wisdom I need in the Word of God. Speak that wisdom out loud. Call on God's hand and watch Him work. Watch Him work. The Lord, praying the prayer of faith that says the Lord will raise them up.
Amen.
We saw how Jesus is the one who does the works, and God does the works through Jesus. Faith in the name. Invoking the name. You know what? That's... Let's make a five then. Invoke the name. Number five. We've talked about that, so we don't need to pull the scriptures out. Invoke the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because we know that name is above every name. That where every knee will bow. See, every knee will. It doesn't have, one day will not have a right to not. Every knee will bow and every tongue will. Yep, that's Jesus. He's Lord. Boy, I blew it. I mean, some people are going to be, whoops. I was just, the other day, it was, I don't know where I was. I was hearing a song. I can't remember where I was. And I could hear it. It was an old AC/DC song. And you know what, they were all about hell, and they were all about the Antichrist churches and all that stuff. And this was the, I can't remember what song it was. It was like a Highway to Hell or something like that, but I know what I'm... But thinking to myself, you know, I used to listen to that stuff. And I was smart enough... there's another song, Running with the Devil. And I was smart enough to not sing that. That's how I was raised. I was smart enough to not sing it. But I thought to myself, man, you know what? That dude died serving the devil in the earth. And you can, I mean, I don't know, but his eyes got opened wide up when he went to be with the Lord. With his Lord. I mean, that's how important it is for us to open their eyes now.
Amen.
Before they end up off and finding out on their own. It's hard. It's very hard. I don't, listen, God doesn't want anybody to suffer hell. He doesn't want anybody to suffer hell. He died for us before we even knew Him.
Amen.
We love Him only because He first loved us.
Right.
I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on. He doesn't want anyone to perish. No one. He wants them all saved.
Amen.
He wants them all to be with Him.
Amen.
Forever.
Yes.
And we know the word's clear. I mean, we're going to have people fighting against Him. We're going to have people rise up against Him. We're going to have people, once we've won, rise up against us all again. And He'll let all these people out of the pit, and He's going to go after us again. And I mean, all this is going to go on. You would think people would get the smarts enough to say, I think He probably is in charge. But what does rebellion do? It always rebels against authority. Always has a better idea. It always rebels against authority. You don't tell me. I don't care if you're God. I do what I want. This is what this generation now believes. Oh, yeah. Stay at my mom and dad, so I'm 30. All right. And I'll make anything of myself. Make them take care of me. And then when they can't, then the government will for me. This is it. This is what where the thinking is now. All right, James 5. So we did get number 5 in there. Invoke the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. James 5. Oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to start in a different verse. Let's start in verse 13. James 5 and verse 13. because I've been talking about this. But it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. So if you're suffering, then pray. Okay? Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Get on up and dance, y'all. Hey, whatever it takes to praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Now, this is what I was talking about the other week. Do not make Elder Bill chase you down. Don't make him have to pick up the phone and call you. When you're sick, what does it say? Here we go. Are you ready? Now, this is why I believe this, and I want to tell you why. Okay? If you don't call him for prayer, you don't have faith that it works. Ouch. But it's the truth. Why? Because if you believed it, you'd have called him up. I know if he lays hands on me, anoints me with oil, I'll get healed. You'll call him right up. You won't even hesitate. It's the faith that you have that makes you whole. See, your faith has made you well. Jesus said to the little lady with the issue of blood. I know that if you call me or if you say, Pastor, can you pray for me? That you've got faith that if I lay hands on you, you will be healed. Amen. I know that. That's why I don't hunt you down. I won't. And that's a good thing. Don't make Elder Bill get word from this person and that person that you're sick and you didn't tell nobody. That word just kind of got out, you know, by Facebook or whatever it is. Thank God I don't have Facebook. All right. But here's why. You ready? Let's get to verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and then let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Here we are, invoking the name of the Lord. Right? And he goes on in verse 15 and says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Who does it? The Lord. The Lord. This is so easy. It's so simple. It's so simple there, right here. You understand this? This is so simple stuff. Simple, simple. All right. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Prayer works. And he was praying that nature couldn't do nothing about it. This is why you have power over the winds and the rain and the sea and the fish and the little creatures that creep and all that stuff and the serpents and the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. This is why, because see, prayer works. The name of the Lord works.
Amen.
It is top. He is all authority, he said, has been given unto me both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go. Invoke the name. Allow the name to do what that name does. Oh, yeah. See, this is why this is so easy. We're not in charge. It's all up to Jesus to do it. I think it was Doc, when we first met Doc, and he would lay hands on people. He'd say, okay, Jesus, do it. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. And I always wondered. I was like, that's really cool. But isn't he kind of like commanding Jesus to do it? You know? But then once you study and you read the word, you see it's Jesus who does it.
That's right. It's his heart to do it.
Oh, that's why he was saying, okay, Jesus, do it. Do it, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Do it. I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
so this is why we pull ourselves out of the equation and say, okay, Jesus, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Heal sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely as you receive, freely give. Jesus, do it. I'm going to come over here. I'll pray the prayer of faith. Jesus, do it. I'll throw some oil on him. Jesus, do it. This is how powerful he is and how he wants to do this. He wants to use you and work through you. He wants this so bad. He wants that no one be sick. He is the cure for cancer.
All right.
He is the cure for the black. Did you see the black plague just showed up?
No.
Yeah, black plague just showed up in a child. Yeah, Ebola. Is it Ebola? No. It's a... Shoot, I got the other one mixed up. Anyway, it's bubonic plague, yeah. So the bubonic plague just showed up. Black plague, they called it. Wow, really? Wonder why the government let that out. Oh, no, don't say that. Okay, so praise God. You know I'm just playing, right? I'm just playing. All right, so praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. You know those conspiracy theorists are out there just loving that one right now. Amen. So anyway, so pray without ceasing. Be fervent in prayer. Earnestly. Earnestly. What's that mean? It means to set one's self in motion. To be serious and intense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of serious. I'm a little intense. But that's all right. That's all right. Because I'm serious about what I do, and I'm intense about what I do. I'm intense about what I believe. I'm passionate about it. I desire, and I'm destined to do what the Lord wants me to do. So then I set myself in motion to be serious and intense about my call. Earnestly, not joking or playful. This ain't no joke. Living for the Lord is no joke. Not joking or playful. Being zealous and sincere. In a determined manner, not petty. And then fervent. Fervent, having or showing great warmth or feeling for. Having or showing great warmth or feeling for. Red hot for the Lord, right? Intensely devoted to. Now, see, I can liken that to my relationship with my wife. But we're to be fervent in the Lord.
Amen.
Fervent in serving Him. Fervent in prayer. Fervent. You can close your Bibles. Praise God. We are to be fervent in the Lord, right?
We'd like to go another couple hours.
Yeah. Be this is nice. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Amen.
We're to be strong in Him, but it's His might that takes care of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this is easy. I'll just take myself out of this mess. I'll pray the prayer of faith. I'll lay hands on the sick. Do it, Jesus.
Yeah, do it.
It's on you, Jesus.
Amen.
All we got to do is have what? Faith.
Amen.
Wow. Faith. Faith. It reminds me, increase our faith. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I'm with that dude, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, you know. But praise God. That's it, you know? Okay, just we got to have faith. And the Lord will take care of it. We got to start relying on Him. You know, we abide in Him. His word abides in us. We've got to be attached to Him. We got to be, we need to know Him more intimately, more closely. Be fervent. Be intense about what you do for the Lord. Don't be bashful. It's no joke. Don't be playful about it. Nice thing is we can be excited about what we do for Him. You know? He, all that He has done for us, He only asks this little bit from us. He'll give us the world. He'll give us the world. He literally has given us the world. Eternally. Oh, wow. But you think about that. He's given it all to you. You're in charge. We were reading this morning. And talks about the God of this world has nothing in me, Jesus was saying.
Amen.
Talking about the enemy, the devil. A lot of people say, oh, this is God's world. No. No. But because we're here, the Bible says we may be in it, we're not of it.
That's right.
Therefore, we are in control.
That's right.
Of what we want to control.
Amen.
We're in control.
Right. Yeah.
How do I know that? Because He said if I tell Him to flee, He's got to flee.
Right.
Yes. He's got to run in seven different directions. That's I don't know if He can do it, but He's going to have to.
He's going to have to.
But whatever it takes, He'll flee in terror. Why? I'm in charge. As long as I take control.
That's right.
How do I do that? In the name of Jesus.
Amen. On His
And that means in the name of Jesus, in my home, in my body, in my life, in my children's life, invoking His name.
Amen.
It's no joke. You're in charge. Mm-hmm. The devil must flee.
That's right.
He must.
Nice.
Why? Because of Jesus, not because you're so awesome. But because of Jesus. And that's where we got to stay with it. We've got to believe it that way.
Amen.
If we'll do that, be humble. Be humble before the Lord. He'll exalt you in due time. Be humble. Lord, I thank you for using me. I mean, wow. That you would, what did he say? That you would be mindful of me, King David? Who am I that you would be mindful of me? But you know, he says that he knows the numbers of hair on your head.
That's right.
That's how mindful he is of you. How much he adores you.
That's right.
Loves you.
That's right.
He's passionate about you.
That's right.
He cares for you, the Bible says. He cares for you.
Amen.
All we got to do is cast our cares on him. What have we been reading for the past month and a half, 2 months? It is Jesus that does it. It's up to him. We just got to give it to him. Give it over to him. Lord, I put this in your hands in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you take care of this.
Yes.
In your power and not in mine.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Do it now, Lord.
Amen.
My son is alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now raise him up, Lord, or whatever it might be. I'll have, you are in charge. You are in control. You have the name. How many times do you invoke the name? Until it's done.
Amen.
Don't stop. Be fervent. Do not cease.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy you got something out of this today. Praise God. Glory to God. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, oh, we thank you and we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that name, the faith that is in that name. Thank you for our Lord and our Savior, our Master, and soon coming King, Jesus. Father, I thank you that as we go this week, let Jesus be exalted in our lives. Let him be lifted up in our lives this week. Let us be mindful of our Lord Jesus this week. Let us talk with him and walk with him and spend time with him because we want to and we desire to be in his presence. Father, I thank you that as we go this week, your angels are in charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our ways, that in our pathway there is life and blessing. There'll be no death, no curse, no destruction, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no lack. And I call it done in Jesus' name. I call this body of Faith Christian Center blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week.